And let's get to that news that surfaced over the weekend about the Florida-based Chinese-American massage parlor entrepreneur who once owned the spa connected to the human trafficking sting that netted Patriots owner Robert Kraft. First, a selfie surfaced of Cindy Yang sitting with President Trump, watching Kraft's team play in the Super Bowl. Then news surfaced that she's part of a firm that brought a big group of Chinese business people to a Trump fundraiser in 2017, which would be illegal if they paid her to get in. Nicholas Nehemas, investigative reporter for the Miami Herald, has reported on this. Nicholas, flesh out this picture of Cindy Yang and this firm.
Well, it's a very mysterious picture because Ms. Yang in 2007 started a chain of Florida Asian-themed massage parlors and day spas, and then in 2016 seemed to have a political awakening directed towards President Trump and other top Florida Republicans, and very quickly gained a fair amount of access to them at both official functions and private events and fundraisers, and then began advertising herself as someone who could introduce Chinese business people to these elected officials, either at the White House or at Mar-a-Lago. And this became her business very quickly. And she used these photos to advertise herself as someone with connections.
And according to reporting from you at the Miami Herald and Mother Jones, she seemed to be somewhat successful at that. There are a lot of photographs. And there is an upcoming event with President Trump's older sister, Elizabeth.
Yes, that is on her website, or it was, because the website's been taken down, but she was advertising an event at Mar-a-Lago with the president's sister on March 30th.
Well, let's be clear. There's no reporting that she's at all connected to the sex trafficking that officials allege was going on at the spa after she sold it.
That's absolutely right. Ms. Yang has never been charged with wrongdoing, although two police agencies in South Florida received complaints of prostitution happening at the spas that she separately owned from the one that was caught up in the investigation with Mr. Kraft and others.
Well, so there's that. And what are the legal questions around the notion of selling access to an American president to people from overseas?
Right. Well, it depends where it's happening. If it's happening at a fundraiser and foreign citizens are contributing money to an American politician directly or indirectly, that would be an illegal campaign finance violation. It raises other questions if this access is being sold at private clubs like Mar-a-Lago or Trump International, because it is seen by experts as a potential way into the president's orbit for foreign intelligence services.
And by the way, Mother Jones is reporting that Cindy Yang is an officer in two groups with connections to the Chinese government, a Peaceful Unification Council and a Science and Technology Association. So lots of questions being asked. It just seems incredible that somebody who formerly owned the spa where Robert Kraft was and others were caught in a sting would be sitting with the president of the United States, and this is, of course, before the sting, watching Robert Kraft's team play. The combinations are pretty breathtaking.
Absolutely, and it's definitely what we like to call perhaps an only in Florida story, but, you know, how she got from point A to point B is what we and Mother Jones and many others, I'm sure, are trying to puzzle out right now.
Nicholas Nehemas, investigative reporter for the Miami Herald. Nicholas, thank you.
Thank you.